Hello. My name is Elanda, and I am a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. I'm here today to share with you my summary of the book of Numbers, chapters 1 through 4. I pray that what I share gives an accurate account of God's Word and that it blesses you. Before we get started, let's just take a moment and go before the Father. Heavenly Father, we come before you today just thank you and praising you for this day. For this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice. Rejoice. We thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, and your everlasting love. We pray, Father God, that everyone that is listening to this recording, that they will be blessed by this word, that you prepare our hearts and our minds to receive, that you give us revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word, and that our minds may be renewed and our lives forever transformed because of your word. And we just give you all the praise, honor, and the glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. So before we get started, it is a new book that we're starting today, the book of Numbers. And I just want to give you an overview of the book. I thought it was interesting as I was preparing to share with you today. So just to kind of give you some background regarding the book of Numbers. The author is Moses. The date written is between 1450 and 1400 BC. The time span, about 39 years. This is the period of the Israel's history from the second year after the Exodus to just prior to the conquest of Canaan. The title, the Book of Numbers, get its name from its two senses of the nation of Israel. The background, the fourth book of the Pentateuch, Numbers, is a continuation of the story in the book of Leviticus. Approximately 1 month elapsed from the time the tabernacle is constructed at the end of Exodus to the time of the census at the beginning of Numbers. During the month, the instructions in the book of Leviticus are given. It was written at Mount Sinai and the wilderness as Moses leads the people to the promised land. It was written to the Israelites. The content. Number is the story of nearly 40 years of wilderness wandering by the Israelites between the time of two separate census of the people. The first census is of the old generation, the generation that came out of Egypt. It takes place at Mount Sinai in the second year of the Exodus. The second census is of the new generation. It takes place on the plains of Moab, opposite Jericho, 38 years later and just prior to the nation's entering of Canaan. Even though the old generation, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, is not allowed to enter the promised land, God still provides for and sustains the people through these wanderings. Keywords, wanderings, census. The emphasis of number is on the wanderings of the Israelites in the wilderness during the time between the census taken of the old generation of Israelites and the later, the census of the new generation. Themes. Our discipline from God is sometimes stern, but He ultimately rewards those who are obedient to His word. Believers will never have to live in the wilderness, but may have to walk through it. Just as God punishment of disobedience is sure, so is God's pardon and restoration for repentance. We can progress as children of God only as we allow Him to nurture our growth. mourning, murmuring, and complaining are offensive to the God we serve. I thought that was interesting. That alone, we can really end the podcast here because that was full of nuggets, instructions, and guidance. But I'm going to go ahead and just do a quick overview. Now that you kind of have the gist of what Numbers is consists of. So starting with the first chapter. The first chapter is the first census. The Lord instructs Moses to take a census count of the Israelite community by their clans and family. He is to list each man by name that was of the age of 20 or more and able to serve in the army. There was a total of over 600,000 men consisting of the 12 tribes. However, the Levites were not included in the count because they were in charge of overseeing the tabernacle. Chapter 2 speaks of the arrangements of the camps, the order of the camps. Moses and Aaron are given instruction regarding the arrangements of the camp, where each tribe is to set up camp. They were to set up camp around the tent of meeting, covering the north, south, east, and west. They were to keep a specific distance from it, and they were set up by each division. Chapter 3 refers to the Levites. And specifically, it speaks about Aaron. You know, the Levites were chosen to be the priests and serve a certain position. Aaron had a total of 4 sons. Nadab, which was the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu, however, died before the Lord when they made an offering with unauthorized fire before him in the desert of Sinai. God told Moses to bring the Levite tribe to Aaron so they could help him. The Lord told Moses that he had taken them instead of taking the Israelites' women's first male offspring because the Levites and their clans belonged to God. Moses was told to count all the males that were 1 month old and to keep a list of all their names. God also told him to take the Levites' livestock instead of the firstborn of the Israelites' livestock. Moses bring the Israelite tribe to Aaron so they can help him. Okay, we covered that. And in chapter 3, continuation with chapter 3, Moses was, God instructed Moses to collect 5 shekels for each one. And a sanctuary shekel weighed about 20 gerahs. The money was to be given to Aaron and his son. Moses then collected all the redemption money. He collected silver in accordance with the sanctuary shekels, and Moses gave the money to Aaron. So just a quick note here, when God assigns you to do something, just by demonstration in this chapter here, that he will provide for you. We don't know how he's going to provide, but when he instructs us to do something, know that the provisions will go, he will provide along with it. So that's just something that stuck out to me. In chapter 4, Moses is instructed to take a special census of the Kohathites, the Kohathites, the Gershonites, and Merarites. So as he takes these census, he's instructed that the census will be a counting of men that were between the ages of 30 and 50 and who will be working in the temple. With regards to that, some will be working in the temple and other would be serving in the army. Now, the Kohathites, they were a certain branch of the Levites. In this particular count, were for these particular groups that will be working in the temple. They were selected because part of their duties would be Aaron and his sons would go in to pack up the holy things in the temple. This is as they were preparing to move to the next location. And once everything was packed up, then the Kohathites would go in and they would be the one that would carry it to the next location. Because everything in the temple was holy things, they were instructed that to carry them very carefully and that they were not to touch anything, any of the items, unless they would die. Yeah, so this was a special group that that was selected to carry the special items as they moved from location to location on their way to the promised land. And that actually concludes our reading for today. Like I said, I would definitely go back and listen to the summary, the overall that I stated in, that I shared in the beginning, because there was some really great points there. Even though this is only the beginning of the book, I encourage you to continue to read along with us. And I'm sure that asking the Holy Spirit to just point out certain things. Number is not really talked about a lot, but I'm finding that it's very interesting as we spend time and get more in depth about what each book is about, because each one leads to the next book. It's all connected as one. And it gives us insight on what was happening during that time. So I just want to thank you for taking this time to listen in. And I pray that it blessed you. And also, I would like to invite you to tune into our podcast. And that will be our TWBEY 365 on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And please visit our full website at IReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org. We also invite you to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year, and on Clubhouse under the club name Doing Life God's Way. This is Elonda, and I'll see you next Thursday, God's willing. Bye-bye.